From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kaylin Hellier. The Unbound Book Festival has kicked off another year of literary fun in downtown Columbia. KBIA's Claire Kesspool has more.
Executive Director Alex George has been involved with the festival since its start in 2016.
So I always say this is a festival which is for the community and it's in the community, but it's also by the community.
Last night's Lit Crawl hosted more than 30 local authors. Last year, the Lit Crawl was the final chapter of the festival, but this year it kicked everything off.
So there's no question that this year we actually have many, many more authors participating than we normally do.
Today, George introduced keynote speaker Alan Grotz to 1,100 fifth graders and just as many seventh graders. Grotz will speak at Daniel Boone Regional Library tomorrow morning. The festival continues this weekend with more authors on Saturday and writing workshop on Sunday. This is Claire Kesspool, KBIA News.
Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey has launched an investigation into four companies as part of an effort to crack down on intoxicating hemp products. The Missouri Independent reports that according to Bailey, products like Delta 8 gummies and vape pens are not clearly labeled to indicate they'll produce a high. Intoxicating hemp products are completely unregulated but can still be sold in places like bars and gas stations because hemp is federally legal. In his press release, Bailey states that he's received reports that some businesses were, quote, potentially violating the Missouri Merchandising Practices Act. The investigation is ongoing. Columbia's annual Earth Day Festival is back in town this weekend. KBIA's Audrey Norquist has more.
The Columbia Area Earth Day Festival has been put on for more than 30 years, and the 2024 annual street fair takes over the downtown streets of Columbia this Sunday. This year's Earth Day theme is Planet versus Plastic. Laura Wacker is the Earth Day Festival coordinator.
What we hope is that people will leave knowing their impact on the earth, and especially regarding plastics.
Festival attendees can expect two music lineups, over 160 vendor booths, and three food courts. Between 8,000 and 10,000 people from around mid-Missouri are expected to attend the Columbia Area Earth Day Festival. It's open from noon to 6:30 p.m. Sunday. I'm Audrey Norquist, KBIA News.
Governor Mike Parson announced today that Jason Sumners will be the next director of the Missouri Department of Conservation, beginning June 1st. KOMU 8 News reports Sumners currently serves as the Deputy Director of Resource Management for the MDC. He will become the 10th director in the Conservation Department's 87-year history. Prior to his Deputy Director role, Sumners served as the department's Science Branch Chief. Here he led a team of more than 80 scientists who specialize in fish, forest, and wildlife research and management. He will succeed Sarah Parker Pauly, who will retire after 30 years of public service. I'm Kaylin Hellier, KBIA News, Columbia.